Thank you. ओम शांति। यू वर एबल टू सी सम ऑफ द एंसेस्टर सोल्स, देर आर मैनी एक्चुअली। देर इज फोटोग्राफ विच हैज 21 एंड देन दे एडेड फ्यू मोर, बट इवन बिफोर दैट सो टोटली दे हैव 35 और सो। And I was fortunate enough to be with most of them, not necessarily all the time, but with some I stayed, and some were my seniors, immediate seniors. But I remember that few years ago when in London, Dadi and the family decided to have Global Cooperation House, so the land was bought, and Dadi said, I am invoking 5 ancestor souls to make this house obstacle free. So I was wondering that why she has to do that, and then because it stayed with me that the collective energy which all of them have, so when you invoke that, then it sustains and it brings, and it's very fulfilling. So when we were starting Peace Village, then I used to, of course, invoke Avyakt Bab Dada all the time. I used to see Baba walking around, guiding, and it just felt that it's his yagya. And anywhere I will go, I say, oh, Baba is walking, Baba is taking care. But also then I remember that that's what Dadi Janki did, so maybe I should also invoke. So there could be a question that why we need to be connected with them. Each one, of course, had purity, and they had all virtues, all qualities in them. Their faith, their commitment, and sacrifices which they had to do. Our time is completely different than at that time. So, whenever we need, you know, that support, then I think whenever we think that the power, the strength which comes, I remember once I was visiting Africa, to South Africa or somewhere. So in those countries, they whatever happens, when they wanted to be guided, then they will invoke their ancestor spirits. And this lady was telling me how my grandfather, when I am not clear, then my grandmother guides me, my grandfather guides me. Then I realized that for us it's not Laukik relationships, but it's a spiritual relationship, because we have one father, one aim, one task, one goal. So everything is one. So we all are moving forward. And then one other word which was used was advanced party. So that they had to go to prepare at a different level. The service which we doing, but service which they doing, is like they are supporting this task of establishment, preparing for us. So I was thinking about some of those dadis who were sent into different states of India, and there was nothing. When I say nothing, they just went, stayed at someone's home, and they will cook little bit food, and there were no finances, and they all, after 14 years of tapasya, when I was remembering, you know, of course Dadi Janki shares a lot of stories, that even if they could get this much flour to make chapati, they will put some salt and eat with that. Eat that only. There was no question of milk or anything. And now all those places have very, very big buildings, large number of students. But their sacrifice, the way they started service, And the same happened when we started service in foreign countries. Because I remember first place in London, we were 8 of us, and hardly there was place to sleep. So we used to, 4 sisters sleep in small room on the floor. So when you turn your side, you hit each other, you know. It was so small. And little rent, and Dr. Nimla, myself, will go to buy some vegetables. And I remember that we will have a bag, she will hold one hand side, I will hold the other one, because it was quite heavy to bring it from, we had to walk with that. In New York, when we bought first carpet, myself and one other sister, we had to walk with that carpet because we couldn't afford taxi. And when I see now, lavishly spending this thing, and when I think of them, one of the really sacrifice, what it means, sacrifice, and that's why the inspiration at least I keep from them, that we should also have that renunciation, that tapasya, because it's renunciation and tapasya which really brings true service, you know. And if true service in the sense souls are not touched, they are not inspired because they don't see any difference. Only we are invited, but sometimes they see we live same way, we do same things in the sense of externally. Internally they don't know. So I can start with that, my experience with Mama was very, very good, because I can say with a lot of confidence and that she really had lot of love, lot of love. And when she was declared that she will be playing the role of mother, she was only 23 years old. And just imagine, a girl of 23 years old has to be mother for 300 brothers and sisters. And most of them were older to her. But as soon as Baba told her, now we will call you Mama, and she became Mama. So then, not only sustenance spiritually, but whole yagya had to be taken care of. Lot of departments, lot of, you know, whenever anyone is going through something, they won't go to Baba. Because Baba won't sit and listen to our stories, and this happened, that happened. You know, how many stories we have per day, right? Differences, this, that. But Baba used to say, go and talk to Mama. So Mama will listen, and then Mama will say, one thing Mama never said, do this. I want you to do this. Mama said, this is what Baba teaches us. It's like just reminding what Baba is teaching, just reminding what are Baba's directions. Never, never, I was trying to remember, she will say, this is what I want you to do. We still, so many times when we give duties, we say, I want you to do this. But why I will do what you want, right? Because I will do what Baba wants. So Mama always used to sort out conflicts or everything into reminding us of what Baba said. Because when you say Baba says this, the power comes, enthusiasm increases. But if you say, you should be doing this, this is what you have to do, I'm asking you to do, no, she will always advise what Baba said. Baba would say this. So, and of course, she was very sweet, very lovely, but also very powerful. And I say powerful means, no, you saw, right? Mama is also, that her eyes, and you know, she looked like world mother. Mama, I think, is the left body as the youngest age. She was only 47. And of course, we expected that Baba is an older body, so Baba might leave body earlier, so we were kind of expecting Mama will be our spiritual leader. But then when this happened, we all had to accept it. And that is where the concept of Big Mother came, that Brahma Baba also is mother, because he had to then play part. Even after Mama Even during, like, when Mama was taking care of Yagya, there was other soul, Didi Manmohini, and she was actually my immediate senior. She was in charge of Delhi, and I'm very happy because I remember her a lot because of two reasons. One, she was very frank, you know, very open and very frank, but also she was very disciplined. You know, she will tell us all maryadas, what Baba wants us to do. And then, but very friendly. She always used to tell me that, I'm going to tell you as my friend, because others will tell you anyway, no? And you might not like it, so I want to tell you as a friend. So, but her aim, but like one thing that I have to, she will always say, we have to follow Baba Srimad accurately. So she taught us many, many small details of how to use time, how to be punctual, how to, you know, very, very disciplined and basic fundamental ways for personal life and also for how to have that connection with Yagya. Because at that time Yagya didn't had much, you know. So at least we were taught, all the time thoughts were, what can we send to Madhuban? What can we do for mothers? What can we do those who are here? And there were so many of them, and there was no resource. So until now my thoughts are always Madhuban, Madhuban. Some people can spend on themselves, lot at center, but don't think of Madhuban. But for me it was like, no, it's unlimited service here. So Madhuban is my home, and to water these roots here, no, because it's from, we get sustenance from Madhuban, no? Round the year we get mullis, we get so many, all the sustenance really is from Madhuban, right? It's not center to center, person to person, but it's really from. So Devi had lot of that we should follow accurately. And secondly, she always said, it's very important to surrender totally. And recently I have noticed that some of us are only on godly service. We only are on godly service, but not necessarily surrender. They think they are surrender, but I say no, there are difference between deciding to be only on godly service. And second is to be totally surrender. And one who is totally surrender will not take any step without Srimad, without proper directions. Only on godly service, you have your own life, you have your own everything, you know, the way you want to live. It's okay, I am on godly service. But surrender is little bit different than just being on godly service. So what Didi taught us was really a life of, you know, that total obedience also. Because if she asks you to do something, and if you don't show interest, she will never ask you. Once suddenly she told me, you have to offer bhog at 11, someone's bhog. So I said, but I even didn't finish sentence. She said, fine, someone else will offer. And I realized someone will do anyway, so I am losing my fortune. And losing the trust that she could tell me any time to do anything. You know, so it was very, very much, even for classes, sometimes she will say, go and take class. Daddy, you could have told me a little bit earlier. She said, are you Ganges or a pond? So I said, I'm Ganges. So say, when somebody has to go and take dip in Ganges, has to inform Ganges that I'm coming. Please wash off my sins, I will be visiting at 10:30. No, they just go anytime because Ganges water is flowing. So whatever dirt, whatever is there, is washed off because it's flowing in a very, very natural way. And the water is always, always stays very clean. You know importance, water of Ganges, people think that because it's purifier, never spoils, it never gets dirty. So it's not that we take anything. Ganges has to flow, has to stay clean. And this is what Baba says, be ever ready. So since I remember these two, then I know that what it means to follow direction. You know, so say yes. And many times we used to say, no, like she will say, this was not right, or you could have done, no, I don't want to do, let someone else do. So she will say, thank you, someone else will do. So we knew that it doesn't, whether I do or someone else do, but when I don't do, so since then I always say, always remember that we have been given a chance, and if I don't take it, someone will create fortune anyway. So Didi was like teaching us how to be very obedient. And what is her interest or anyone's interest? To make souls worthy. That's what Baba wants us. Increase our capacity, do it, unlimited service. You know, that's only interest I think all instruments have. So it was very, very nice. And then I was in New York. Didi came there. Not only she came, but also when she left body, they were just ready for funeral around 2:20 something. So I reached about 5 minutes before, and I put last garland and last flowers and did whatever little ceremony. And so they were waiting because I had to land in Delhi, take flight, buy a car. So I arrived 2:20, and then at 2:30 they took the body for the funeral. So it's very much in my life, at least I use lot of references and lot of inspirations from Didi. And of course after that many souls left body, but I don't know I will be able to cover all, but Chandramani Dadi was in charge of Gyan Sarovar. And the room where Dadi Janki is staying, that's where Chandramani Dadi used to stay. She will always be laughing. Always. She says, I don't know what it means to be upset or angry. Never. So she became like wherever, in whichever area or the centers there was difficulties, problems or conflict, she will go. Because she could listen without being judgmental, lot of patience, and still laughing. Because nothing touched her, that this one is right, that one is not right. No, when Baba says both are right or both are wrong. So she had a very, very, you know, she used to come to read Murli with her rose flower. She will stand, tall person, and just imagine that, so happy. Always. Because people generally are very short tempered. Mood changes, mind changes, face changes quickly. But with her, as I said, she could go and solve, create that peace, create that harmony from her own personal life. Because if I do something, then, you know, if there is sanskar, then you are affected. When you are affected, then you say something, do something, which then affects. So it's a reaction, it doesn't really create that love and harmony. So Chandramani Dadi was on travel, and then suddenly, very suddenly, she left body. And we keep saying Baba needs good souls, so he keep calling one by one, the good ones. And it's not, she was not even sick, you know, she was a very healthy person. Because of her nature, I think she was very healthy. But, you know, drama, and she had to go, she left. So I had a lot of experience with Chandramani Dadi. And then of course Manohar Dadi is, she was here. Because then she was the one who, after Chandramani Dadi, she came. And very enthusiastic soul. And because she was very young, most of them were very young when they came. But Baba used to like her also, because when she gives knowledge, she will give as it is. No? She will give examples, but she must speak knowledge properly. Because these days when we give lectures, a little bit of knowledge comes here and there. We take this, that, different ways, different processes, but not really give knowledge. And Baba used to love her because wherever she spoke in conferences, in front of gurus, she just gave direct message of Baba about God, about soul, about karmas, about drama. You know, so she, I always looked at her because she had no fear, she had so much love for Baba, respect for Baba's knowledge that I must say what Baba says. Of course in her own words, but so Baba used to send her all over because of her way of giving knowledge. And then there were two friends. One was other friend of Manohar Dadi was Gange Dadi. Her name was Ganges because also when she used to give knowledge, Baba gave her this name, other name than she was given. No, everyone had a big name, right? Then they were given small names also. So we used to call her Ganga Behen or Gange Dadi. So it's like our comparison with Ganges. That both of them, wherever they went, once they start speaking, was such a flow of knowledge in a very, very natural way. So then Baba gave her the title of Ganges. And also she became instrument to serve in Banaras with all these gurus. And so naturally she was mature. When she will speak, was very much respectful also. Because one thing we have to remember, whether we serve, especially spiritual leaders and all that, you have to have a lot of respect for them. We have now souls from different religions coming, so we have to, not even for a few moments, they should feel that we said something against their religion or no, lot of respect. And when you give respect, then they, after all, they are the branches of the same trunk and the roots are common. So that day when Baba said only that these ancestor souls are the roots, and then he used for us, some of us, we were the second ones as the trunk because we were more visible. And then, of course, then there are many, many branches. So Gange Dadi had that speciality. But one of the Dadi which I want to mention here, which is not shown, but also one who is not on the field, no field in the sense of going out, starting centers or sustaining students, but she is the one who sustains everyone's body, right? Because if body doesn't get food, right, you will be able to sit here. No? So her name was Bholi Dadi. Bholi means innocent. No? Bhola Bhandari is Shiv Baba. Innocent one. And then we gave this. And it's so interesting, I always saw Dadi Prakashmani and Bholi Dadi. So every morning they must meet, you know, because she has to take direction of what food will be cooked, how many people are coming, what has to be bought. So I always saw them in a both ways. They both are so important. If Dadi Prakashmani says, give toli, feed toli, but who will make toli? So that's where this Dadi, which is very incognito, but I always found that when I will come, I will meet Dadi Prakashmani, then I will go and meet Bholi Dadi. And one other Dadi which was behind the scenes lot was Bhuri Dadi. And I relate a lot to her because when you come in train, when we are new, and you keep looking, who is coming to receive you? So as soon as train came, you look at platform, right? Is there anyone in white clothes come to receive you? And she is the one who, from very first visit I had, she is the one who will receive. Brothers never used to do. She will be there. And then at that time there were no taxis, no cars, no buses. So she will hire a tempo, you know, like a little small truck, buy all the vegetables, put in the middle, and we all will sit on the side and travel with her, because she has to do everything. So before train comes, she will do all her shopping. especially fresh vegetables, all that. Because Mount was not that developed. They didn't have lots there. So everything had to come from Abu Road. So she will go and get stuff and make us sit. And sometimes she will bring fruits for us and really took care that we reached safely. No, so she, all drivers knew her. All these little truck drivers, they all knew her. And they were after Bhudidadi, take my tempo, take my tempo, take my truck. I saw that relationship she had at the station and make sure our arrivals and our departures are very safe and pleasant. And she will keep telling, you know, porter, she will take, in the train also, she will tell the inspector, take care of these sisters. You must take care of this one. She's a very special guest for me. You know, so I always remember these two. That is very much because from day one when I came to Yajna, it's 55 years ago, 1958, and I remember that it was a very small Yajna, about maximum 12 guests, or maybe 8 or 12 guests were there. And these both dadis had very important role to play. And of course, Brother Jagdish, you know, as you know, that many names have been given to him. But he was very, very vast into his capacity of knowledge, very vast. But other side, he was very light. But he had a very vision for unlimited service. He will always think of big programs in Delhi, sometimes nationally, sometimes only for Delhi, but was always thought big. And I remember sometimes I miss and I said, you know, he created something different, something new. Recently I was listening to one of his tape, or it was in Peace of Mind. It was very interesting when he said something about laws. I had never thought that way. He said that judiciary, creating laws and all that, is so much expense, you know. Each case, they take it into court, into prison, then it's a lot of money, then lawyers have to be educated, then it's like a whole big thing. And he said, but they don't spend any money on values. So that the crime should reduce. Instead, they keep increasing laws and more lawyers and more lawyers. So he said that investment in the law, if that same investment when the crime start of any kind can be spent on educating children in schools or in institutions, even at any level, wherever they are, if there could be more education on. So I really was thinking it's true because this judiciary system is so vast, you know. And how many really come reformed? Or yes, of course, the fear is there, but still those who are addictive, they just keep doing it. But if there are some programs created where this addiction of violence of some kind has to be reduced, then they need to have that change, the transformation, or a society where people can feel safer and feel that they are being taken care of. So he will always say things in a way which are not just to please people. No, please people in the sense of, oh, this is very good, this is good, you all are doing. He will always say, no, God has another way. So that's why in Yajna, we have both things in the sense of law making, like we have principles, discipline, all that, because we don't have judiciary, though. Yeah, there is no punishment for anything. Baba used to talk about some restrictions once in a while, that this shouldn't be, like if somebody doesn't come and keep demanding on Murli, but then you're not studying properly. So Baba used to say, okay, stop Murli for him for a while, just so that there is respect, but there is not. So Jagdishwai has a way to explain that how in golden age, of course we won't need judiciary system, but it's because Baba has come and he's educating us For all type of moral values, spiritual values, all the values are being taught. And because of that, when there are 22,000 people, even if we have volunteers as security, but otherwise the government even had been requesting us, and that's why you see we have some official security at the gates now, because that's government's requirement, that organizations where masses gather, they are together, it's necessary to have some, not only volunteers as we do, we have 22,000, we have 1,500 volunteers just to keep discipline, sitting arrangement, for emergencies, for little mishaps here, there. But otherwise it's so safe, right? You don't expect any kind of violence. And which is amazing, you know. It's amazing because one time we had first conference, there were 3,000 people. Many, many top people came and they were surprised. There was no police, there was no, you know, they couldn't see any such sign. So they say, why? Are you not expecting? I say, no, it won't happen. No, so it's just like Jagdishbhai had this, you know, whole thing of, and one of course is most important one, and very recent one is Dadi Prakash Mani. The image of love, image of purity, and image of belonging. Her arms were always open. Always open. Her hands were always giving. Giving blessing, giving toli, giving. I have really never met a soul who is so pure. When Baba said no waste thought should come, she wouldn't think it, the quality of thought was so good. Recently I had been churning, it's not a question of, because you are, if your quality of thought is not good, it's waste, no? One is waste thinking, one is low quality thinking. Thinking with lack of trust, thinking with lack of love is low quality. And that low quality is waste, in other words. No? So Dadi Prakash Mani, because she was embodiment of love, she was embodiment of purity, that I don't think she ever had any difficulty or ever had any thought which we can say was a waste thought. So was a very, very good example. There are many other, you know, one Dadi in Bangalore. I mean, there were how many of Dadis? So I remember when we were celebrating 50th year for them, and they were only 50 of them. And I really love, because I have been sustained by their love. One of Dadi which I love very much was Dadi All-Rounder, Dadi Gulzar's Locking Mother. You know, these days you rarely find at center anyone sitting. Everyone is running around, either with computer, with job. It's like they are workers, you know. Nobody sits like a tapasvi, no one. And it's not a question of you not doing things, but there is no image. But olden days was, so when you are leaving center, you are entering center, All-Rounder Dadi is sitting. Oh, welcome. Acha, you're going now. And that was the main attraction, because you see a yogi, you see an older person. But these days, you go, you look for people, they are in their rooms, in their offices, in their, or giving, you know, you rarely find any image. And for me, that was most important. And that's why wherever I am, I always sit, you know, outside for an hour so that people can come, say hello, you wish them, you approach them. But every time they see you, as a worker, you know, worker in the sense of, we think that's okay, but I don't think there is any attraction in that, you know. And that is why many, many people hesitate to come, because as soon as they come, you start giving them tasks, right? So they know they will ask us to do something. But if you also have this, let's go to Baba's room together. How many instruments do that? Let's go to Baba's room together. First you go in Baba's room, then read Murli, then we will tell you what to do. But everyone is sitting with, they are so task-oriented, they themselves, but also they will, as soon as people come, oh, we have to do this, we have to do this, just get them in. Not even finding, did they really read Murli, did they, you know. So all-rounder Dadi had that, and of course Nirmalchandra Dadi in Calcutta and Santri Dadi. Always when people are coming, they will receive them. When they are going in morning class, everyone could go, shake hand, take toli and then move forward. So that element is missing now. It has become more like action, and you know, even yogis, you know, who is really Raj Yogi? So at least for a while in the morning, before class, after class, be that image which I feel really brings lot of sustenance in people's life, where they, you know, many people come to, oh, you are like my mother, you are my friend, you are this, is because that's what they feel, want to have that belonging. Otherwise it's just like a school or workplace, or you know, and doesn't mean that things were not accomplished at that time. Everything was get done, but we were not in doing. We were more into this yogi tapasvi image, so that they can take that, which is very, very important. So Dadi Janaki might continue with this, and this, I think she is about to come. But it's important for us, especially new ones, to know them. There is a big book, this thick book, Original Jewels, but it's in Hindi. So whenever it's translated, they have so many stories. Today I was looking, everyone's life history is there, how they began, what they did, what was their specialty. Lot of stories are there. So when that is translated, you will be able to read more. But it's such a thick book. It says Original Jewels, Adi Ratan. So we are, I think it's being translated. So then you will be able to listen to more stories, get to know more stories. So feel that connection when you sit, and Dadi will be with us. Om Shanti.